views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome, happy new year. But let me just say out of the gate, I want to thank all of the hosts and co-hosts that have filled in for me over the past 2 weeks. Thank to all of our fabulous hosts. And it was for me taking time away from the show. I didn't take time off because I really needed to step back and think about the energy of 2019. It's big. It's gigantic. And I want to thank the amazing people that stepped in. I also want to thank Mr. Benny for being that guy. He is that guy that no matter who we send to fill in for me, he's got it covered. Happy New Year's, Benny.
Oh, thanks, Pat. Back at you. 2019. Let's bring it.
Let's bring it. So, Benny, here's the thing I want to say about this before we get rolling here with the superhero of love. People have been saying to me, as mostly the people on my team, we've got to change our intro up. We've got to do things a little bit differently. They're like, we need to let go of the Dr. DeMartini intro. We should change up your intro. And, you know, I want to ask everybody listening, hey, you guys, for the next month, this is our 15th year, I would love for you to send me an email at info@thedrpatshow.com. Should we change the Dr. Pat Show stuff up? Should we change the intro? Should we change the theme song? What should we change? That's what I want to hear from everybody out there. Do we give the Dr. Pat Show a facelift for 2019. Now, Benny,
yes,
2019
ma'am.
Is a mega year. You
huge.
Heard me talk about
huge.
Sag.
Huge year.
And
huge.
It's gigantor.
Huge.
It's ginormous. It is like the superhero of years because we're going to be talking about the superhero love. So let's start it off with me doing something I don't do that often. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm anticipating what you're going to do.
Hey, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. And my guest is
Bridget Fonger.
Oh, my God. Like, we worked that out. Nice job.
Oh, my gosh. The author of Superhero of Love. And let me just tell you a little bit about Bridget. Because, look. I love what I do, and I'm willing to change whatever it is that I need to change. Because why else, Bridget, would I launch a network called Transformation Radio and Transformation Talk Radio? But look, here you are. You are all about the superpowers, and I love it. Because if there were ever a superpower year, it's this year. So I'm going to introduce you, but before I do, here's the question for you, the queen of the superhero mantra. You, Bridget, what challenges, what obstacles, boom, yeah, superhero that you had to overcome to bring you to this very superhero moment?
Yeah, it's I had a bad breakup, and the bad breakup just kind of cut me off at the knees. Shockingly, surprisingly, I felt like I was a ninja of transformational work, How could a ninja of transformational work be leveled? And I was. So I had to stop. And while I wanted to really just wallow in pointing my finger at him, he had betrayed me and lied to me over and over and over and over. All the avalanche of lies came tumbling down all at once. I didn't know that he was lying or betraying. So it was so fun to point my finger at him and just say that it was all his fault and he was bad and wrong. And I had to look at those other three fingers pointing back at me and say, where am I in this picture? And this is all about me. This is all about me, that it was okay for me to put blinders on and to be in a relationship with somebody who lied. And I realized that I wasn't lying, but in a way I was absolutely complicit to the lying, because there were pieces of me that I considered ugly, bad, and wrong that I didn't want mm-hmm. him to see, and he felt the same way. So we weren't having an authentic, intimate relationship, really. We were both hiding because we both felt like we weren't good enough and lovable the way we were. So I took a really, really deep dive into that, into myself, and looked at how I loved and was loved up to that moment in my life. And I really had to admit that I had been in relationships with men whose love felt sparklier and more wonderful than my own love for myself. And I had to get in there and see what I didn't love about myself and start loving myself up. And how I did that was a myriad of ways that are mm-hmm. that are in this book. My book is like a poo-poo platter of all the stuff that I did.
Yeah, no. So. Yeah, yeah. You know, I got to say this. I've never shared this one about my mom, but I'm going to share a quote from the mom. Right. Yeah. Benny knows I talk about my two moms, my birth mom who died when I was young and my stepmom who taught me everything that about being in the world, you know, that I am today, everything about it. And, you know, she used to say this to my two sisters. She used to say, girls, I got to tell you, she wouldn't say it to me because she said, you know, this. She used to say it to my two sisters. She used to say, oh, honey, girls, I got to tell you this just because look at girls. Just because his shoes are shined, I got to tell you, that don't mean his underwear is clean. And I used to think to myself, what the bleep is she talking about? And then you get older and you mm-hmm. get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
That one and make your bed, you're going to sleep in it. That one took me till I was 40 to figure that out. But the other one, what she's saying is, for all of us, is we got to take a look at where we are. Now, let's talk about superhero love. And thank you so much for sharing that, because I do believe this is the year of expose. And what mm-hmm. I mean by that, this is the year of truth, even if you don't know what it means to stand in truth. It is the year to take the step to really peel back the layers of authenticity. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the most used words we're hearing, and most of us don't even know what it is transparency. What a silly word. Mm-hmm. What is that? What are we really saying? I mean, have we like replaced truth with a fancy dancy word that means like patent leather of telling the truth? I'm not sure. is that transparency? Is like the patent leather. It's like, oh, truth. But no, it's patent leather truth because it's all like shiny. But your book is so important because every superhero we have known, and Stan Lee just passed away this year. But
I know.
Yeah. Well, last year. But every superhero, what superhero comic books, I want to ask you this, Bridget, what are the ones we remember? Well, we remember when Superman went crazy evil, right? You remember when Wonder Woman just got super crazy angry and, you know, took her a while to get back to love.
Right.
Isn't that what we're talking about here today? Is we can be superheroes regardless of what we think is flawed within us.
Yeah, I think that. And I think when you talked about peeling away the layers, we have to, so there's the conscious level and then there's the subconscious and the unconscious, right? And the things that are driving us most of our day are the things that are actually not conscious, right? So we have to go in there and say, what is driving me? What drove me to be in a relationship with this person? And I want to take a step back and just say that all of my long-term relationships, I've loved them all, and I truly have loved them all. There was true love there, and it's not that the relationships were bad and wrong, and it wasn't that I was bad and wrong, and it wasn't that they were bad and wrong. It's just like the power comes when, and this is the intention of my book, mm-hmm. is that we are all able to love and be loved more than ever. And that when we bump up against another heart, when we're triggered by that heart, as we will be in intimate relationships and in all of our dear relationships, we will be triggered to take that dive inside and look at the subconscious and the subconscious drivers that are going on. And that also speaks to that authenticity, right? And the patent leather, like the shiniest view of our triggers is the one where we go just a few layers deeper and look at what is the source of my reaction right now. So, and generally what I find, and I literally just had this happen the other day, I did my book launch. And after the book launch, the book launch went really spectacularly well. I had friends go to a restaurant afterwards, and one of my dearest friends, who I've known since I was 11 years old, came over at the end of toward the end of the night and gave me some criticism, and I was like, God, could she have just waited until tomorrow? You know, kind of burst my bubble. And I had a huge lesson right there that night as I walked alone to my car at the end of the night, and I was pointing my finger at her, and I was making her wrong for giving me this criticism, and I was able to look at those three other fingers pointed back at me and get yet another lesson of a subconscious driver going on. And this is, there's a little girl inside of me. And my mom was very, very critical, as many moms were, right? Or dads, whatever. Yeah. Generally, we have a parent that was super critical, right? And some people are lucky to have escaped that. But anyway,
right. I wasn't. Right.
So,
not all of us.
Right. And so I get very triggered because I internalized that critic. I became a self-critic. And I tried to be the perfect child so that I could circumvent her criticism. So I was like, if I'm just perfect, then she won't have to criticize me, right? So I internalized that self-critic so deeply that now, and I noticed this one friend doing this, I realized the whole pattern of women, relationships with women in my life that I have kind of snipped, right? That I've veered away from, not dived as deep even with those mm-hmm. those women friendships because mm-hmm. they criticized me, because that trigger inside of me was awakened. So I just, even the night of my book launch, I uncovered this subconscious driver, this shadow part of myself that I hadn't been aware of. And now I'm stepping into 2019 with a fresh look at my relationships, even with the women in my life, which I'm so happy about.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it interesting, too, because we look at the people that are closest to us, and they always, I think, and I don't use the term loosely, I rarely use the term always and never, but my situation, they always become my best teachers, mm-hmm. even if it is that painful. Do you right. find that, too, in certainly some of what you've written in the book? And for those of you just tuning in, you know, Superhero of Love, we're going to give away three copies. Let's do one right now, Benny, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to give away a copy of Superhero of Love, Heal Your Broken Heart, and then Go Save the World. Yes, yes. 1-800-930-2819. You know, and Bridget, before I ask you this question, what is the best way for people to, first of all, find out more about you, find out more about the book?
Yeah, superherooflove.com is my website, and you can see all the various things that I do. I have a podcast, the Superhero of Love podcast, and if anybody wants to be on that podcast, shoot me an email. And I also started something called Love Forward Talks last year in November, and we're going to do more of those this year, which is like TED Talks for the heart, where people share 15-minute stories of someone that changed their heart, made them more able to love or be loved. So, and that's loveforwardtalks.com. You can also reach that from superherooflove.com. But those are the two websites that I'd say. Sign up for the emails for both of those websites. And I'm also on all, I'm on Instagram and Twitter. I also answer questions on Quora. So you can find me, Bridget Fonger or Superhero of Love on all, on pretty much all social media.
Okay, awesome. And, you know, what I want to say about this is to three copies of the book and a couple of things. You know, I know that you're referencing boyfriend-men relationships, but one of the things I found reading this book was that the concepts and the ideas you have are very applicable to same-sex couples as well. Women loving women, men loving women, women loving men. It doesn't matter. What you're talking about here is, from what I can see, is very universal in its message, but also I think very universal in the level of grief and hardship and pain that people feel from a breakup.
Yeah. Yeah, and when we have, it could it be applicable also to not a breakup?
Yep.
Because when our hearts are triggered, our hearts are not responding to each loss that we have as a singular loss. Our hearts are responding to our lifetime of losses. So it's like all those wounds, those tender places of our heart get bumped up against when we have one single loss. And so it's almost like our soul, our heart is reliving all of those losses. So it could be, you know, the loss of someone who's passed away that is triggering all of these things. And, you know, I personally act similarly in the world after someone precious to me has died as I do after the loss of a relationship. Because my heart just, you know, I'm just in pain, and I get more easily triggered by things. And again, that's because all of those pieces of my heart that are so tender have been reawakened, and there are wounds that I need to stop, look, and listen, right? I need to stop, look inside my heart, and listen to those little girls, you know, the little girl Bridget, whose parents, you know, got divorced. The little girl Bridget, whose father moved to Alaska when she was 11 years old, who felt like she wasn't lovable anymore. You know, the teenage Bridget, whose boyfriend went off to college, and it just, you know, devastated me when we broke up. You know, all of those versions of me are bumped up against and reawakened. And I have to open the door to my heart and walk in there and say, hey, let's turn on the light here and let's talk. You know, what do you need to feel safe? What do you need to feel loved right now? What do you need to be able to walk out into the world and be loving and be lovable and be loved in spite of your level of pain in this moment?
You know, one of the things you say in the book, and you talk about this in the book, by the way, under the chapter on saboteurs, you know, you say shadows become saboteurs when they take control and hinder us or cause us pain. Shadows are constantly operating, influencing, and driving our choices. The moments they tend to grab our full intention are when we label what we are doing as sabotage. And that's a good thing. I love that you put that in here because, you know, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, okay, we get moments when, or let's just call them, we get hints, you know, clues, like the mystery of why am I in so much pain? Oh, wait a minute, here's a clue. And yet at the same time, it's like, wait, clue, right? But then you go on to talk about that sometimes some of the greatest strengths we have, right? some of the greatest strengths we have, right? Are also some of the things that could cause us to step in and take a ride on the dark side, right?
Yeah.
You know, decide, right?
To me, that's the source of power. Yeah, I love, when it, like the other night, right? Like, I was having this, you know, one of the happiest nights of my life, and then a dark moment, and then going inside to look at the source of that dark moment, and then even more power. And honestly, I am walking in the world taller since that night, right? Yeah. That was last Thursday night. And I swear to God, and yesterday I spent the day with a girlfriend and some other friends, and I've talked to other girlfriends on the phone. I'm so much more loving with my girlfriends now because of that huge breakthrough. So that moment of darkness had me step into greater power for sure. I feel much more like a superhero of love now. And also, you know, those pivotal moments you were talking about, the superhero stories, comics and movies and everything, those pivotal moments, right, in those stories are when they are holding their kryptonite, which is also a concept in the book, right? We all have our kryptonite, similar to the saboteurs, right? The things that undermine us. And you grab that kryptonite, right? And the superhero never can shy away from dealing with that kryptonite, right? So a superhero of love, and it may not be that you're able to deal with the kryptonite right now. So, you know, that's okay that you can't deal with the kryptonite right now, but you got to deal with it, right? And that is, and when you deal with it, that's when all the really great, amazing stuff happens. Like, I'll never forget the most recent superhero movie that I saw, and I know it's older, but it's the Wonder Woman movie that came out, I think, was it last year? Yeah. Anyway, I loved that movie, and I just loved, had that moment where you saw her, like, you know, move from that being disempowered by the kryptonite to, and it wasn't kryptonite, whatever it was in that movie, but being disempowered and shifting into her full power. And also the moment where she really, what I perceived her as doing is going fully into her heart and getting into her, what sourced her passion and her love in her life. And so the kryptonite was the trigger to step into her full heart's power to me.
Yeah. And you say something interesting in the book, and you just said it again, and I don't want to blow by it. I did an article or a blog or something a number of years ago when they did the whole Superman remake. And of course, today, that's the latest Superman actor, character, Justice League, the whole deal. You know, and for anybody out there, if you didn't go to see Aquaman and the whole DC universe, then you're probably not going to get this. But here's what I want to say about it, is I watched the same Superman deal for my entire life, a big comic book crazy kid when I was young, just to escape my childhood, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I never understood this until you said it again, and you just said it. When Superman gets this kryptonite dust blown on him, this never made sense to me until you just said it, blown on him, and doesn't run away, meaning I got the dust and I'm feeling weaker and I'm in the dust, but yet has enough strength to come back and battle in a weakened state. Why doesn't he just fly away from the dust? No, right. No, he's just like, so my article was called something like, is Superman smarter than a fifth grader or something like that?
That's great.
But why don't we just run away? Why don't we just move away, regain our strength, and come back? And, you know, I'm not talking about the kryptonite shard that goes through his heart. But right. Don't we get moments where we can feel the kryptonite dust? You know what I'm saying? It's not like, oh, man, like, you just, why didn't you tell me I had spinach in my teeth kind of thing? That's kryptonite dust, right? Not, oh, dude, I just lied to you about getting a raise and not telling you that I put that money in my our marriage bank account. Now, that's like the kryptonite shard in the heart. But what is it that you discovered about this kryptonite to help people say, yeah, you can still get a little kryptonite dust and move forward?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a muscle, right? Like Superman didn't become Superman overnight. Wonder Woman, I love, you know, the training camp. I have a superhero training camp in my book, too. It's like you have to build those muscles. You're not going to have the immediate muscle to when you even have a whisper of that kryptonite come in that you can react. So I think it's baby steps, and it's making new habits. And also, honestly, I think that the power of shadow work. So at the very beginning of my recovery, literally within days of this breakup, I was invited to go do the shadow process workshop with Debbie Ford. Debbie Ford is a person whose New York Times bestseller books brought shadow work to the masses. She passed away a few years ago, but her books, go get Debbie Ford's books for shadow work. And I'm so blessed to do that because that was my first step to doing subconscious work. And then from there, just a few months later, I met Master John Douglas, who took me even deeper into subconscious clearing. But when you start doing shadow work, when you just one little baby exercise of looking at a shadow, like I was talking about earlier after my book launch, when I went and talked to that little girl who was triggered by my friend criticizing her, then it becomes a habit. When you're triggered, you go inside. Trigger, go inside. Kryptonite, got it. Kryptonite, bigger dose of kryptonite, got it. Need to go into a room for 15 minutes and talk about this with myself. Or maybe, you know, if it's a huge dose of kryptonite, maybe I need to journal about this. Maybe I need to talk to someone about this. And Debbie Ford's books offer so many, gifts and clues and things like that. But the bottom line is, just starting with little baby exercises, and I have a lot of exercises at the back of my book also that are working toward deepening your relationship with yourself in such a way that you feel empowered to, when that kryptonite dust wafts in, that you feel empowered to deal with it, as opposed to going and having a drink or, you know, overeating or, you know, shooting up.
Exactly. Yeah. Or lashing back out. That's the deal. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the 5 superpowers. I don't know if I'll bring up what Christian Bale said last night, because he really represented a little bit of the dark side metaphor. But the 5 superpowers, when we come back, and what this means is, these 5 are your takeaway. These are the things you want to know about, even if you don't know how to achieve them, how to get them, how to be them. This is what you want to be thinking about. When we come back, we have to talk a little bit more about the fact that everybody has the ability to be the superhero in their own lives. Every one of us has that ability. When we come back, what's going to happen is Bridget's going to tell us what happens between those that can actually activate their superhero powers and those that have a little bit more difficult time. Where's the work? Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
How often do you find yourself wondering, why me? Learn a new shift in perspective to see how everything that takes place in your life is actually working for you and shifting you towards your own enlightenment. Tune in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit MistyMThompson.com. That's MistyMThompson.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Benny. Thank you. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Superhero of love. Yeah, in the house. Heal your broken heart, then go save the world. We're going to talk about, you know, what is it that we acquire from a broken heart? What's our potentiality to even become mega super, even if you get past, move beyond, indulge, transcend, engage, absorb the worst breakup in your life. Bridget, would you please tell folks, first of all, how they can get a copy of the book, how they can find out more about you, and then we're going to give another copy of the book away.
Yay. So Amazon has it, of course. And I noticed today that I think that no matter where you live, you can get it same day. I don't know. That's crazy. But it's Superhero of Love, Heal Your Broken Heart, and Then Go Save the World. Everywhere that you buy your books, they should be able to find it for you. And my website is superherooflove.com, and I'm pretty much Superhero of Love or Bridget Fonger everywhere on social media. And I answer questions on Quora as Bridget Fonger and Twitter, Superhero of Love, or Superhero Love Book on Twitter, actually, and Superhero of Love on Instagram. So, and there's a Superhero of Love page on Facebook. And so find me wherever.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819 is a way for you to get the copy of the book we're giving away right now. So I just want to do a check before we talk about the 5 superhero powers. We have set a new standard now, by the way, Bridget, if you didn't know this. We have set a new standard now for how to create movies in this country and in the world, as a matter of fact. There's a new standard for it now. So the new standard is that unless you are a major studio, unless you have a superhero movie in your venue to pop out in the box office year after year after year, you're pretty much doomed. Now, how do we know that? I'm not an expert on this, but I'm kind of a little expert on it. It's because Aquaman has now topped the $940 million mark worldwide, but the actor that most people want to know more about is not our man Jason. It was his female sidekick in the movie. That's why? Great. What is it about her that points directly to what you talk about in the book? What is it that brought her to the forefront? Even though the book is whittled with relationship issues and so forth, what are the superhero powers that make a superhero a hit at the box office and some are not? It's right in this book. It's right here.
Wow. Wow.
Right. Let's talk about them. Let's talk about the five superhero, the superpowers, right? So All-Star Superman comic book number 10. I don't know if I have this one. I do have a bunch of old ones. Here's the quote. You're much stronger than you think you are. Trust me.
Yeah, I love that quote because it's really, I try to have that feel to the whole book. Like I'm holding your hand as we walk through the book together. Trust me, you're stronger than you think you are. The five superpowers are super sight, super hearing, super humility, super self-love, and super alignment. And I think that we all have them in us right now, just like we all have a superhero of love inside of us. And it's just a matter of awakening them and making them even more present in our lives. So a quick rundown of the five superpowers, just very briefly on each of them. Super sight is the first one. I think it's the most important one because it's the one that I was talking about previously about being able to look inside. I have a few friends who were abused as kids who don't want to look inside because they're afraid that they will literally drown in the sorrow or the pain of looking inside at those childhood wounds. And I'm always trying to say, please just grab my hand. I'll go with you. Let's go and do the dive together. Or you can go with someone else that you love who loves you that you know will be tender with your heart. But on the other side of what you perceive as complete darkness, never-ending darkness, is the brightest light that you'll ever see. So take the dive. Please take the dive. So being able to brave the shadows and look inside, that's what super sight is about. Super hearing is about listening to your, you know, if you have, it doesn't matter if you're an atheist, if you believe perhaps in nature, but I think this will, this book definitely will mean, I think it will mean more to people who have a connection with the divine in some way, because it's woven throughout the book. But it's, super hearing is about hearing that, what you could call it your intuition, though, but hearing the guidance from spirit, from that inner knowing from God, and being able to clear away the noise that that is constantly going on in our own brains and between our two ears, that dangerous neighborhood between our two ears, and coming from the outside. Super humility is like the 12-step program, honoring a power greater than yourself, right?
Yeah.
So being able to acknowledge that there's something greater than yourself, which is, to me, is a huge relief. But to some people, that feels like a loss of power. But honestly, my contention is that it is a source of huge power to be to have humility in your connection with God, in your connection with the world, and also in relationships.
Yeah, I love that you bring humility into the conversation, right? Because there's a quote by C.S. Lewis that has been, there are two quotes that I love, that I love humility, period. And, you know, since you brought up the 12-step programs, it's July is where humility gets honored. And so when you think about that, you know, the thing that I related to is this quote, and I think you say this in the book. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less.
And that's great.
Isn't that like the weirdest play on words? It's like,
yeah,
what?
I love it. Yeah.
But that's kind of what you're seeing here when you talk about it, right? And I so love that when you put these five superpowers together, I think about them outside of the context of the book. And they really are these five superhero principles to live life by, so to speak. Did you think about that when you wrote the book?
No, I didn't. In fact, I didn't. It wasn't. I had a pivotal moment right after the breakup where I saw a couple walking across the street, and they had a very beautiful romantic moment. The man twirled the woman around and dipped her and kissed her. Mm-hmm. And it was this romantic moment. And my reaction to it normally would have been previous to that and currently is, oh my God, isn't that beautiful? But in that moment, with my heart breaking in two, I thought, I wonder what lies he's telling her. And I thought, oh my God, I cannot walk forward in my life with that reaction to that beautiful, loving moment. I have to do some work on myself. So, and in that moment, I felt anything but a superpower when I started, a superhero when I started my work. But it was not long into the journey where starting and doing this work on my subconscious drivers, that was giving me so much power, and it was like I could feel that powerful superhero of love inside of me. It was, and I had this moment where I felt like I was looking into her eyes, that superhero of love inside me, like I was recognizing her. Ah, oh, she's been in there all along. Oh, she's here to help me. We're in this together.
Well,
I don't
you
know if
one,
I just answered your question, but
well, part of that too is what I wanted to really jump to and talk to you about. And let's do this. Let's take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk with you about, now that I have these five superpowers, I want to talk about what happens when we show up in the world and we're faced with decisions about how we react to things, whether or not we can be in alignment, whether or not we can trust, and what does the meaning of integrity mean in the book and help us in using these superpowers. We're going to be right back with that and more. 1-800-930-2819. Yep, we're going to give away a bunch of copies of the book. Please give us a call. Benny will handle it. And for those of you that just sent me a text message on who I'm talking about in the Aquaman movie, it is, of course, Amber Heard. And she does play a princess with super, super, super powers. For most of the movie, more superpowers than Aquaman. That's just my thought. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
I love that. I love that. Before there was Wonder Woman, there was another Wonder Woman. Okay, right. You guys know the story, right? But every time I try to talk to my little 11-year-old friend about that, it's like I got to go find that version of Wonder Woman television show on some kind of, I don't know, like Netflix. Or what's that, Benny? What's that really movie house that you can get, like the old movies? Like I got The Crawling Eye from it. Like
there's tons now. I mean, Netflix for
now,
sure. There's
like
Amazon
school.
And
yeah. Oh, yeah, Amazon. That's right.
Yeah.
I did
Hulu
get the
and you know all that stuff. I mean, Hulu might be TV stuff. It's all out there.
I know. I'm actually going to think about getting a smart TV. I don't even know what that
means.
They
make a world of difference.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. Wow, Bridget, look what you started here talking about this, right? Superhero of love. 1-800-930-2819. Okay, so we're talking about this, and we're talking about the superpowers, but I have to ask you about the way you refer to integrity in the book. Mm-hmm. And my sense is that integrity is super meaningful for you. Otherwise, mm-hmm. Integrity doesn't make many books. As a matter of fact, I know about integrity because I studied it. And when I studied it, I realized there was only one book out on integrity because nobody could define it. And so for me, I had a committee person that didn't like me very much and made me define it in my research. But I don't know that I did a great job. Hmm. Is integrity the glue that holds
yeah,
the whole
that's superhero. That's a great way to put it. That is the glue. Yeah, I have a concept in my book that at the source of every superhero of love is what I call the mighty flame. So the source of the divine, pure, unconditional, ever-burgeoning, endless love in our heart is a mighty flame. So, and I talk about either having that flame, doing things that will have that flame grow, or avoiding things that will have that flame diminish. So one of the main ways that I grow my own mighty flame is with integrity. I think it's like the jet fuel to that mighty flame. So integrity to me is many things. But let me also give some credit here where credit is due, which is Landmark Education. So I did the Landmark Forum, I think, in like 2000, in the early 2000s, and did several courses for a few years there and haven't been involved. But I always highly recommend people going to do the Landmark Forum, because which is the very first seminal course of their education. And the reason I suggest that people do it is because that is one of the main things that you get out of that course is a powerful relationship with the word integrity. And then just like anything else, it's a muscle, Integrity for sure is a muscle that we have to build. The more you keep your word to yourself and to others, the more easily you can commit your word to yourself and others and actually make that word into reality. So, you know, saying that you're going to do something is powerful only if you are somebody who is known to be someone who actually gets things done. For instance, when I was very intensely embroiled in the Landmark Education work, I went to a friend's house who a filmmaker, and he said he needed $250,000 to finish his film and get it into the Cannes Film Festival. Get it to be considered for the Cannes Film Festival. And so I said, okay, when do you need this $250,000 by? And he said, well, I need it by Tuesday. And I think this was like a Thursday. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, I'm going to go get you that $250,000. And I will never forget walking out of his house, and it's brick stairs, and I'll never forget my feet landing on even on the brick stairs at that moment where I said, how am I going to do this? So I was slightly terrified, actually, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just let myself, but at that point in my life, and from that point forward, I have a relationship with when I say I'm going to do something, I do it, or I get in communication about the fact that I can't get it done and I, you know, reset the due date or whatever. But generally, I'm somebody who, when I say I'm going to do something, I do it. And within 48 hours, we had the $250,000 committed.
Wow.
And so, but that was after me, you know, commit, take an action, make it so, commit, take an action, do make it so. Over and over and over again, you build that relationship. So one of the ways, though, I'll say that I falter a little bit. One of the pieces of integrity is speaking ill of others and speaking ill of yourself, because that diminishes your own power in both cases, right? And that's one where I am still faltering. I still I speak ill of others far, far less than I ever did, but I still find myself speaking ill of others sometimes. But the biggest one is I speak ill of myself, you know, in my own, between my own two ears. We could say that's a little bit of kryptonite for me, right?
Yeah. Well, I think it's a little kryptonite for a lot of people, especially we're finding that now is such a pattern that exists amongst women. Can't talk about men, but exists amongst women that, you know, when you think of psychology, the field I studied, when something abnormal becomes normal, they almost want to change the books not to make it a thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is one of those cases where this idea of self-defecating language for us as women has been such a great defense mechanism. And we do need to come together and look at that kryptonite, all of us, because I do it as well, and look at what the message is that we send out into the world. But, you know, this is really where you have stepped in to say to folks that there's a way to move beyond this. And you can't really step away from kryptonite if you don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? I want to thank you. What a great show. Thank you so much. Bridget, I have one last question. Let folks know about how they can find out more about this in the book. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with? And thank you for doing what you do in the world.
Oh, thank you so much for what you do in the world. My biggest thing is do whatever you can do. Pick up whatever book. I hope it's my book, but pick up whatever book, seize whatever experience, relationship, thing that you can that will help you be more able to love and be loved. Because the more that we each as individuals can take away anything that is stopping us from loving or being loved, the more beautiful this place is going to be. Imagine an earth with healed hearts, where we are all able to love and be loved more than ever. Imagine that world. Mighty flames burning bright. That's a world that we all could probably get behind living in, right?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for this. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. We got now another hour coming up on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.